method of business would persist until the formation of the National Wrestling Alliance in 1948. The NWA as a central governing body, with its singular, undisputed world champion, would be absolute and undeniable. This control, combined with the expansion of the interstate highway system, and the inevitable popularity and availability of regional television, would usher in an era of wrestling that was defined by what would come to be known as the territory system. The territory system would dominate wrestling for nearly four decades. While the borders, authority, popularity, and obedience of individual NWA territories was in a near constant state of flux, to this day the impact and influence of these territories is still felt. Each territory had its own signature promoter and star. While it is impossible to cram these characteristics into a static, concrete map, we are damn sure going to try anyway.
So open up your eyes way before it gets too late. Now one man, there's no way you can. Here the street lights running, don't give a damn. A simple explanation that you'll never find. Sinners never sacrifice. We never leave them alone. Is hate really worth the price? Look at what we've done. Never care for compromise. Always threatening someone's life. And it feels like the end of.
And welcome to This Week in Wrestling. I am the Pharaoh. Normally, my partner is with me, but he's a little under the weather. So he'll be returning next week. So this week, my co-host, Mr. ESO Bruce from ESO Creative. What's up, Bruce?
Hey, Jimmy, how's it going today?
It's going. Got my Jet shirt on. Aaron Rodgers is coming. It's all right.
Yeah, some good news there. Yeah. So what'd you think of that match the other day? And Kenny Omega making this big claim about his match with Vikingo as part of a solid pitch for their dream match.
Vikingo.
Vikingo.
Hey, would you be mad if I told you I don't give a shit about this match? Is that
how about the match already happened?
Oh, it did. Yeah, you see how much I give a shit, right? Very gripping. Do you like
I think a lot
Vikingo?
Of us.
What?
Well, I'm not a big fan of the Lucha Libre style with anymore, but you know, from what I understand, he's one of the biggest stars in Lucha Libre AAA from Mexico.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I do like AAA if I'm in the mood for it, but in general, I don't really care too much about this. This is not not really my thing. Was the match, earth-shattering or something? Is there a reason why we're talking about this match?
What we're getting into. Have you ever heard of Vikingo there?
Yeah, slightly, not a lot, but I've kind of faded away from the AAA. I did watch it years back, and it lost my attention span ultimately. Doesn't mean I wouldn't watch it again, but really not on my radar currently, AAA.
Well, it was on the AEW the other day, and it was a big deal. And Kenny Omega, you know, basically has hyped it up. And he said, none of us had heard anything about it, but Omega is saying that, like other matches like Mysterio and Psychosis, they never didn't need a build.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Mysterio and Psychosis were not carrying their company now, were they? While Kenny Omega is supposed to be carrying AEW or be one of the pillars of it, so I'm not sure what comparison he's got there. That doesn't make any sense to me. Mysterio went on to become a big, huge star, but at the time, Mysterio and Psychosis were not superstars. They were not carrying the company. This match, to me, is really a mark delight. And not being a mark and not giving a crap about, this sort of thing, big fucking deal. Why don't we move on to something that is a big deal, like WrestleMania, which is
WrestleMania is 1 week away,
right around the corner, right around the corner. So, are they building each match, or is everything happening too soon? Well, Bruce, let's. Why don't we go over some of this shit? I would prefer to. I guess we'll start at the top, though, right? Why don't you give me the matches, and we'll bounce back and forth.
Sounds like a plan. Well, we'll start at the top. Like you said, we got the undisputed WWE Universal Championship with Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes.
All right. I know that this is going to upset my partner, but I do believe that Cody Rhodes is going to walk out of here as the new champion. The storylines have been very well written. I can't picture that Cody would get to this final stage of all of this. And you've seen how the bloodline is crumbling slowly, that all of a sudden everything will be fine and Roman Reigns will walk out of there and Cody Rhodes' dream has turned into an American nightmare. So I'm going with Cody. I'll be happy if Roman wins. I'll be even happier for Cody if Cody wins. Your thoughts?
I definitely have to go the other way. I don't think Cody's going to walk out of there with both championships.
Both.
I don't.
Now, listen, what are they going to change something in the middle of it? It's only for one title?
Well, you never know what's going to happen.
I think this could happen, but
there's some type of swerve. There's some type of swerve coming. Something's got to happen. They're not going to just take the titles off of Roman. They pushed that 1,000-day so much, they almost have to let him get to that number.
Very interesting. I can see that, too. I was thinking that the other night. I can see that. And like I said, I wouldn't be shocked if Roman did win. I feel like in the book, well, what becomes of Cody Rhodes, though? What becomes of him?
Now he's going to
fight for the Intercontinental title and the U.S. title? This was all for just this? I have a hard time with that, man. I really
That's
do.
Why I say swerve. There's going to be a swerve, something maybe a backlash, where he gets his chance at the WWE Championship, the one he really wants.
What I tend to think is that Cody does win both belts and gives up one. And that has nothing to do with Roman. That has to do with having two champions again in this company. And I do think that that is where we're heading. Roman was special. And Cody's, if he does win it, I don't see Cody holding both. I see Cody giving one up. And you know which one he'll give up because you've already said it yourself. He'll give up the Universal Championship because the WWE title has always been his dream. And I can see this happening. So one way or the other, I'll be happy. But as far as storylines go, what's more important? The way the bloodline has fell apart and how carefully they've written that to climax at WrestleMania? Cody Rhodes' great journey, which ends in this victory, which is what every fan, for the most part, wants? Or we've got to get to 1,000 days? Come on. Think about it. So. If that's what they want to do, I do think that that's a bit of a mistake. But we'll see what happens.
So next we have the WWE SmackDown Women's Championship with Charlotte Flair versus Rhea Ripley.
You know, when they had the brawl last week, they had finally gotten me kind of interested because I thought it was falling flat. I don't know how you felt, but I thought it was falling flat. Then they had this amazing brawl. And then they followed it up with the next episode of Raw. They got Rhea out there just talking.
Yeah.
I don't know how you feel about that, but I feel like they almost took away some of what they had gotten me into.
Exactly. I would have almost them not have her out there talking at that point. It was just there.
And it's not that she can't talk. It's the placing of this after the awesome brawl. It's like, why are you letting the air out of the bag, right?
Yeah, exactly. So next up, we have the WWE Raw Women's Championship with Bianca versus Asuka.
I could care less. Tell me why, Bruce.
Well, I mean, it's going to be a good match. They're both great performers. I hope Asuka gets a chance. Bianca's year is up. Let's move the title, get some new storylines going.
You don't think that Asuka's going to take that belt off of her, do you? I don't think so.
I think it's a toss-up. It depends what titles they want to change hands.
Yeah, I feel like Bianca is, but believe it or not, this has been a very disappointing build-up because Bianca was really on fire, And I don't feel like she is right now, because this is just a foregone conclusion, I bet, in a lot of the fans' minds, that she's going to beat Oscar. And so what? That's how it feels to me.
Yeah, so. I don't think there's been a lot of storyline build up to WrestleMania outside of a few of them. But, So next thing we have is the Undisputed Tag Team Championship with the Usos and Sami Zayn versus Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens.
Okay, you go first. I got to hear your opinion on this one, since this is nice.
So again,
they're
not buddies. There's something that's going to happen. I see a possibility of Owens turning on Zayn and going heel, or vice versa. They're not walking out with those titles, I don't think.
Interesting. So you just think that it's going to be status quo with everything, like the Bloodline walks out with the belts and everybody's good, and all of this flirting with them falling apart is nonsense. Interesting.
Well, I just don't see. It could happen. I mean, the most predictable thing would be them taking the titles. I'd rather see something else happen.
I don't have an issue with predictability, if it makes sense. And it feels to me like it makes sense that Sammy and Kevin are going to take the belts that night. They just got back together. The place exploded. If you pull a swerve 2 weeks later, not even, that is pathetic. That you can't do that. I mean, if they do that, I will be very surprised. I will go holy shit, just like everybody else. But I feel like you're right. Ultimately, one's going to stab the other one in the back, but I think it's after they win the tag team titles. But that's just my thought.
Brock Lesnar versus Omos.
Almost? I agree. Almost. He's almost a professional wrestler. He is large, though. Brock Lesnar.
Next.
Brock Lesnar needs to beat his ass. Next. Yeah, I guess you're not interested in that one at all. Very good.
Triple threat match for the WWE Intercontinental Championship. Gunther versus Sheamus versus Drew McIntyre.
I want to go with Gunther. I love his title.
Gunther's going to keep it.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep.
WWE United States Championship, Austin Theory versus John Cena.
Go ahead.
I look at that as a passing of the torch match.
I agree.
Don't see any way that Cena could walk away winning. Think they're going to put on a great show.
Yeah, they think they will too. I agree. Austin Theory, yep.
Seth frickin' Rollins versus Logan Paul.
Logan Paul ever win the big matches, or does he just do a good job and put somebody else over?
He's done a great job of putting him over and making himself look good in the process.
So that's what we're looking at again here, because Seth won't lose to Logan Paul.
Yep.
Right. Logan Paul's a great bad guy, by the way. Don't you agree?
He is. I really enjoy his matches, too.
I think he's fantastic. I wish we could see him every week. He's a great heel. He really is. He's excellent.
We have the six-woman tag team match with Trish Stratus, Lita, and Becky Lynch versus Damage Control.
Oh, come on. Trish Stratus is probably going to get the pin. This is so predictable.
I know. I would have rather...
Yeah. Go ahead.
I would have rather them have the championship on the line, but you know, whatever.
Yeah, this match, you know me. I'm going to the bathroom, or I'm getting White Castle. I could care less.
Now that's me on the next one.
Oh, here you go. Go ahead. Start Hell picking in the on cell. A legend. Pick on a legend. Hell, go ahead.
Hell in the Cell. Yeah. Edge versus Finn Balor.
Yeah. Edge is winning this match, dude. He's winning this match, and I know it's going to bother you, but let's face it, for all the people who think that Finn Balor needs to be, you know, put over so one day he can ascend back to the ranks that he was years ago when he was Universal Champion for a few days, it's not happening. Finn Balor's been placed in a respectable spot on the card. He's always going to be upper mid to threatening main event, but the fact is that the last time these two were in the ring one-on-one, he made Edge say, I quit, because they were about to slam a chair over his... No, Edge is getting his revenge. That's the way it works. And if it's his last match ever, you'll be happy, and he goes out a winner.
I wouldn't be happy if it was his last match. I mean, it's nothing really personal against Edge. I just think the way the whole thing's booked, with him retiring, coming back.
Right.
You know, that's where my real issue lies. But I just like to embellish a little. But no, I'm not looking forward to the match. I think Finn's over enough. I think Edge could be used to elevate some other young guys in the process. So that's where I stand on it.
Well, Bruce, I want to thank you for sitting in for Mr. Monty. This has been an excellent This Week in Wrestling. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Jimmy. I will see everybody later, and why don't you take us on out?
All right, you've been watching This Week in Wrestling. And until next week in wrestling, later.